Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to another weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Today we are going to showcase some new and wonderful sounding guitars again, and I hope that you stay tuned until the end of the weekly guitar meeting of this week. And I would love to start with this guitar. It's one of the best lattice braced guitar in the market nowadays. It's made by Fernando Mazza, who is based in Italy, but he is originally from Argentina. And this guitar is a very modern guitar, very modern sounding guitar. And also in terms of aesthetics, it looks very modern. We have an armrest, we have a sound port, and it's a super loud guitar, very loud guitar with full of soft overtones. The responsiveness of the guitar is very fast. The tones come out easily, but at the same time, the sound is very well balanced. And this is one of the most important things. If you have a very loud guitar, but the sound is not balanced, it's not fun at all to play on that guitar, for me at least. And this Fernando Mazza guitar is brand new. It comes with a cedar top and very beautiful Santos rosewood back and sides. Well, I would say let me play a few notes on it and then we will discuss the sound. First impression is impressive because of the loud sound of this guitar and the responsiveness of this guitar. You are impressed straight away by the first few notes. And as you can hear, it has a slightly nasal character. And if you want a very detailed and focused guitar with a bright sound, forget this one. But if you want a modern guitar with a very responsive sound, loud, dark, round, this is the perfect guitar. Also very good sustain. Incredible that you don't have to work a lot to get a round and loud sound out of this guitar. The sound is very, let's say, already produced. On the one hand, it's brilliant. On the other hand, you might have slightly less possibilities to create different colors or a wide dynamic range. But this is the character of the modern guitars. Last piece. Guitar, new, brand new guitar made by Fernando Maza. I'm very curious on your thoughts about the sound of this guitar. And for me, the highlight of this guitar is the comfort on the neck and that responsive sound, which is very dark and mellow. It's like a piano. Well, let us move to the next guitar, which is also very interesting. The next guitar is made by the Iranian guitar maker Ramin Fala, who is based in Turkey. And we have had several guitars made by Ramin Fala, and we have had also many happy customers, and every guitar is very unique, and the combination of the woods is always very interesting. In this case, we have a cedar top and very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides, and we have of course the typical rosette of Ramin Fala, which looks very different than the usual traditional guitars. And we have also a sound port, which makes the guitar for you slightly louder, especially if you are playing chamber music with other instruments. But I have to say, this is not you know, some guitars, if they have a sound port, it's too loud and it's confusing. But in this case, it's very decent. We have a traditional top construction. And yeah, this is the C stage model, number 485, I would say. Let me play a few notes on it and see how it sounds. Feeling every guitar of Ramin Fala is getting better and better. The sound is very good. And what do I mean by very good? It's very well balanced. It has a slightly dark character, but under that dark layer, you have still that brightness and separation in the tone. Very good sustain. Also very good depth. Thank you. And I also like the comfort on the neck. The setup of the guitar looks really or feels on point. No buzzing, and at the same time, it's not too high. Great job. Very curious what you say about the sound of this Ramin Fala guitar, brand new from 2026. And yeah, I like it. And we have also a nice decoration on the headstock, on the back of the head. And yeah, you can find sometimes some nice little decorations on the Ramin Fala guitars. Well, let's move to the next instrument. And the next highlight of this week, or I could also say highlight of this month, is a guitar made by Andrea Tacchi, one of the most sought-after guitar makers worldwide from Italy. He is building, actually his own model is the Cochlea Tuchea, which is also his most famous model, but he's also building Boucher models and sometimes some Garcia models. And this guitar from 2005 is his own model. It's the Cochlea Tuchea from 2005 with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It has the number 296, and for me personally, it's always pure joy to review an Andrea Tacchi guitar. Just because of the sound and the magic in his guitars. And we have also a slightly elevated fingerboard on this instrument. I would say enough talking, let's play a few notes on it. It's like fresh air, it's like a wonderful scent. It's pure beauty. You can enjoy every single note. You know, the sound or the tones of Andrea Tacchi guitars are covered with something very smooth and mellow, and at the same time you have the separation in the tone. So it's a mix, a very healthy mix of both characteristics. Thank you. I mean, I could play the whole day on this guitar, and at some point we have to move to the next instrument. An Andea Taki guitar, Cochlear 2K model from 2005. The next guitar is a Zikas Luthiers guitar, a Craftsman series by Steven Eden. As you might already know, our Zikas Luthiers guitars have a special line, the Craftsman series, which are built by some famous guitar makers, such as Steven Eden from the UK. This guitar is a lattice-braced guitar with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and it has the number 371. And I think the last guitar made by Steven Eden, which was the Craftsman series by Zikas Luthiers, was a double-top guitar, if I'm not wrong. And yeah, let's see how this guitar sounds. Usually the lattice-braced guitars tend to sound slightly nasal, but in this case, it's not nasal. It has the qualities of that lattice-braced guitar, but the tones are more separated. You can follow every tone very well. Also the trebles, I find that they are very singing. Lovely. Also very comfortable to play on, and I also want to mention that this is not a limited edition guitar, but this Craftsman series by Luthiers, in this case by Steven Eden, is very limited guitar in the numbers. So in case this one is sold, the next one it might take a few months to be available again. So if you are interested in this guitar, make sure to be fast. Thank you. And I also want to say that the basses of this guitar remind me more of a double top or traditional guitar with a. It's very deep and very responsive and with a lot of fundament. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of the Zigaz Luthiers guitar, the Craftsman series by Steven Eden. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. The next guitar is a very interesting one. It's a collaboration between two guitar luthiers. It's made by Leonardo De Gregorio and Romano Gambacorta, and the result is impressive. First of all, the first thing what I noticed is the weight of this guitar. I think this is one of the most lightweight guitars that I had hold in my hands ever. And it's also the guitar is sounding already while I'm speaking. And I know that Leonardo De Gregorio is building guitars which sound very responsive. I had already a few years ago also a guitar myself. Made by Leonardo De Gregorio when I was still studying classical guitar. And it was also very responsive. It had a very thin top, also very lightweight. And this guitar comes with a cedar top, and this is a Roma Expo Guitars Limited Edition from 2005. So it's a special model. We have a cedar top and Wenge back and sides, a very beautiful Wenge. A wood which is also not that easy to work with, and yeah, as I said, it's from 2025. I'm very curious how this guitar sounds. Impressive. It reminds me on double top guitars of Carsten Kops and Michael Brück. I think it's because of the super fast response of this guitar and the loud sound and the projection. I mean, if the guitar is so lightweight, it's obvious that it will also respond very fast. Impressive. Trebles are super loud. If you listen to the chords while I'm playing this piece, you notice that the separation of the tone is really, really good. It's a very clear sounding guitar. It reminds me also a little bit on Julian Damann guitars. I'm a bit confused because I didn't expect this kind of sound at all from this guitar. Yeah, one last piece and then we end the weekly guitar meeting. Expo limited edition guitar from 2005 made by Leonardo De Gregorio and Romano Gambacorta. So a very special and rare model. And let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and also the other guitars of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like and enjoy your weekend.